Forward there! Heave the log!
Two seamen came, the golden-hued Tahitian and the grizzly Manxman.
Take the reel, one of ye. I'll heave.
They went towards the extreme stern on the ship's lee side, where the deck, with the oblique energy of the wind, was now almost dipping into the creamy, sidelong rushing sea. The Manxman took the reel, and holding it high up by the projecting handle ends of the spindle, round which the spool of line revolved, so stood with the angular log hanging downwards, till Ahab advanced to him. Ahab stood before him, and was lightly unwinding some 30 or 40 turns to form a preliminary hand coil to toss overboard, when the old Manxman, who was intently eyeing both him and the line, made bold to speak.
"Sir, I mistrust it. This line looks far gone. Long heat and wet have spoiled it." "'Twill hold, old gentleman. Long heat and wet. Have they spoiled thee? Thou seem'st to hold. Or truer, perhaps, life holds thee, not thou it."
"I hold the spool, sir. But just as my captain says, with these gray hairs of mine, 'tis not worth while disputing, especially with a superior who'll ne'er confess."
"What's that? There now's a patched professor in Queen Nature's granite-founded college, but methinks he's too subservient. Where wert thou born?